This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
We went into this season taking a very aggressive posture. The moves that we made this winter, were those that I think signaled it's time to compete, and the product that we had been putting on the field, the team that we've been running out there at Fenway, just wasn't good enough for our fans. And so, we're approaching the deadline, looking at ways to bolster the team, given the play over the last month and a half or so. And, I think I've been saying that the needs seem to be a little bit fluid, because if we talked 2.5 months ago, we would have said, we just lost our first baseman for the season, and we've got to figure that out. And then we've gotten really strong play out of Romy Gonzalez and Abraham Toro. But we'll be open-minded about the opportunities to bring in a bat that could play first base. Starting pitching, kind of the same thing. A month and a half ago, we would have said we need somebody that can pitch toward the front of a rotation. And and then you look at what Lucas and Brian have done and say, they're pitching every bit the part of a guy who could pitch at the front of a rotation.
That was Craig Breslow on MLB Network Radio yesterday afternoon. I liked half that answer.
He just kept going.
You know me, I'm very Brez pro.
You are maybe the most Brez pro there is.
Well, thank you. I feel like I was early on that island. And,
Prolo.
I'll be there.
Yeah, Prolo.
Prolo. Prolo.
Yeah.
Brez pro.
You need the Brez in there. You're right.
Yeah. But this I don't like, and I don't always love listening to him, and I'm sure his interpersonal skills aren't the greatest. He's more machine than human.
Yeah. He was talking about their strong posture, though, that they had.
Yeah, I
like that.
Like, for half that answer, they sound like they're going to be buyers. They're going to be doing this. They're going to be doing that. This team is worth investing in. But then he's like, yeah, but if you told us that we had a hole at first base and then Toro and Romy are really producing there. Pete Abe wrote about this today. Something jumped out to me in that story. Let me get it for you.
But he at least ended with, we're open to.
But he's also like, Bayo and Giolito are pitching pretty well. I don't know how to read it. I want them to sound more bullish about upgrading, but you've highlighted this, Keith. He might just be cagey heading into the trade deadline, not trying to give away leverage, which I would hope for.
I hope so, especially. I mean, anytime you get interviewed, because it can go anywhere, right? But that was a MLB Network interview, so that's a national thing. And so when you're talking to somebody about acquiring a first baseman, you don't want the other team to be like, you don't have one. You even said yourself you don't have one. You desperately need this guy. So if you're like, well, Toro and Gonzalez have been good, but we are open-minded to the idea of like blah, 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 blah. You're like, yeah, you better be real open-minded.
Right. So the way they keep talking about Toro and Gonzalez at first, here's the way Cora said it. I was just reading from Pete Abraham earlier in the show. He said they're doing an outstanding job, and Cora's not in charge of it, but they're doing an outstanding job. You put them in a blender, it's a good first baseman. Like, basically, the splits against the righties and the lefties, it nets out as a good player. I don't like that talk, because it makes me sound like they're okay going forward with that platoon.
Nah, they can't be.
Same thing with Bayo and Giolito. So this is all, Keith. That Breslow answer was prior to last night's loss, which was just a horrendous way to lose a baseball game. And I'm not telling you they lost because of a catcher's interference call.
Yeah, they were probably 30 seconds away from losing, like, in a normal way.
Bases loaded, nobody out. It would have been a run-of-the-mill loss in extra innings where, you know, we come in today and we're crushing your guy.
Well, I put the jinx on him. I Jordan put too much pressure on him. Yeah, I thought Hicks showed me something in the appearance over the weekend. He throws gas.
Just
couldn't find the zone last night.
Couldn't quite locate last night.
And Narvi wasn't helping him. You know me, I love Narvaez.
Yep.
Narvaez also let him down a little bit.
Narvaez had a bad game defensively last night. Yeah. Pass ball. I keep meaning to double check this. Was he credited with a second pass ball, or was it a wild pitch to Contreras last night, or Chapman rather? So to me, I thought it was a poor defensive night. They lost on a catcher's interference. It's such a kick in the nuts way to lose. It's the second time in baseball history it's happened. The last time was 1971. Mm-hmm. They do have a lot of catcher's interference infractions this year. They lead baseball with seven of them. Thank you.
Six of them from Narvaez.
And so that's a massive kick in the nuts way to lose a game last night. They were losing the game either way. No one's blaming the umps or anything like that. But the backdrop, Keith, is the offense has kind of dried up.
Yeah.
And the question is, will it come back? They're still second in the American League in runs scored. I think they're fifth in baseball in runs scored. Will it come back, or is this more indicative of what they'll become? I'm starting to lean towards they may need a right-handed bat at first base and DH even more than they need a starting pitcher.
Yeah, it's flying up the list. I think during the 10-game winning streak, you might have said starting pitcher, relief pitcher, right-handed bat.
That might have been my order. Yeah.
Now, right-handed bat or power bat, if the bat happens to be lefty, I guess I'll deal with it. I'd rather that than nothing. You know, like Ryan O'Hearn, for example, not that he is like the world's greatest power hitter.
Yeah, he's one of the names that comes up. Josh Naylor is another lefty that comes up.
So you're like, all right, ideally I'd like a right-handed stick, but if it happens to be a lefty, somebody that you can put in the middle of your lineup and maybe you'll have less 1 and 2 run performances, then fine, I'll still take that. That is passed by relief pitcher to me, like completely, and it's like neck and neck with starting pitching. I'm not buying in on Walker Buehler yet, however, last night, he pitched better than Zach Wheeler, for God's sakes.
He was great last night.
He was really good. And so, you know, what's unfortunate about last night is you get that performance from Walker Buehler, combined another dominant inning from Chapman. Great as a baseball fan. Chapman v. Bryce Harper. Awesome.
That was an incredible to watch. An incredible moment. Yep. And by the way, Chapman didn't exactly have his A stuff last night.
No, he didn't. Threw a lot of pitches to get out of there. Yeah.
And, you know, that at bat against Trey Turner, he's just fouling off pitch after pitch after pitch. But he reaches back.
Sick.
He blows away Bryce Harper 100 miles an hour, stares him down.
Great matchup.
Like, you have all these things going for you.
And then Whitlock comes in, mows everybody down.
He looked great, too. Good point, yeah.
So between Buehler, the cool moment with Chapman and Harper, Whitlock, throw in how the game started, leadoff home run. You're up one zip right off the. Also, the game started, 6:45? That threw me off.
Early start, I guess, in Philly.
Early start times.
Weird.
That threw me off. Anyway, so you get the home run to start it. Later in the game, I know he wasn't great at the plate all night, and he struck out a bunch, but Roman Anthony did have a great rip down the line off of Wheeler. Probably would have scored Bregman had Bregman not been, you know, carrying a piano on his back. So they're able. I know he's coming off an injury, but so, like, there were some good moments. There were some good moments in the game, but you only scored 2 runs, and then you have the strange situation in the bottom of the 10th. You lose another extra inning game. I think they're now 5-10 in extras.
I believe
another one-run game.
I believe I saw this last night. I think they're 0-7 on the road in extra inning games, which means when they're first up, they never score in those situations, and then they lose on walk-offs. I believe I'll double-check that stat. I believe that's the stat I read last night.
Makes sense. 0-7 then on the road. Yeah, because I saw 5-10 overall. And then it's another one-run game loss. They had started to right the ship a little bit on that, but I believe it's 12-20 in one-run games.
Ugh.
So you're still 6 games over .500, but you look at extras, and not all the extra inning games are, of course, one-run games, right? They've lost a bunch of extra inning games by 2.
Good point.
But so they still need to clean that up late. And then this just happens to be another ridiculous way to lose, an all-timer.
And it's just, to me, this one, they would have got swept by the Cubs. Panic level is ratcheted up.
Yeah.
You know, I personally came in yesterday. I'm like, great. Crochet did what he had to do. That was a big win. The bats woke up in a big spot. Great moment by Bregman getting the pinch hit home run. Abreu had 2 of them. Good. I felt pretty good despite losing the series against the Cubs. You had been red hot. You're going to lose some games. You're not going to win every game for the rest of the year. I would have preferred they won a series. Duh. But I felt pretty good coming out with the win on Sunday. The way they lost last night, I agree with everything you just said. You wasted a Buehler start. I felt like you were constantly ready to break through against Zach Wheeler last night, and you never really did. You scratched out two runs against him. I mean, scratched out. Durant had the leadoff homer.
No, they scored two runs off him.
It felt like they should have scored five or six. There were wasted opportunities in the game. What was the situation? They were first and second, nobody out, and was it the fourth? And Bregman grounded into the double play, and again, he's not moving great. I give him credit for playing through what he's dealing with.
Right.
But that was a huge spot to come up empty. It felt like in that game they should have had more runs than they did off Wheeler. You wasted that Chapman moment. You wasted the Buehler start. And then the way you lost.
Yeah.
The losses against the Cubs just felt like run-of-the-mill losses. This felt like an exceptionally bad one last night.
It did. And it also, I'm not ready to jump ship or anything, but it felt more like in that stretch when they were really struggling earlier in the year, and you'd look up and you'd say, they struck out 15 times, last night 16 times. I know Wheeler's nasty. But he didn't even have his best stuff. He got 10 strikeouts. And then even the bullpen, which Philly's bullpen is decent. Those guys struck out a bunch of guys. So it was like, I thought they had started to correct that a little bit. They were getting sort of better at bats. But last night it was just a pile of strikeouts. Now, it's also how they lose, right? Because going into the game, if you were like, who's winning tonight? Wheeler or Buehler? I'm like, Wheeler's going to win. Like, the Red Sox are going to be 1-3 to start, and they need to figure out a way to win the next two games in Philly.
But then you watch how it played out.
Yeah, you're like, oh, they could. Oh, extra innings? Like, why not? Now it's like a kind of a coin flip, and they lose that one. So that's demoralizing. You waste a really good start from Buehler, and it is a little bit more of the, all right, this offense does score a lot of runs overall, but are they going to be able to beat any of the good pitching that they face? And they're going to be getting a few more guys over this stretch that are pretty good.
Yeah, Sanchez, you get tonight, 8-2, 250 ERA. Lizardo hasn't been as good, but he's a big strikeout guy. He's 8-5, 429 ERA. Yeah. I agree. Going into last night, I chalked it up as a loss. But then you watch how winnable that game was, and it's frustrating. He's kicking the nuts, as we said. The good news is, and this is why I'm still buying, and I wish Breslow would have already bought by now.
Yeah, you can help the team now.
I certainly would make a move before the Minnesota series, right before the deadline. I would advise him make a move before the Dodgers series. You have an off day. You're coming back home. Make a move now. Get in front of Dombrowski was excellent at this.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know not everybody loved Dombrowski while he was here. I think now we can all see he's an excellent GM. He'd go out and set the tone at the deadline. He wouldn't wait to react to everybody else's prices and the other deals that were made and try to find a bargain. He found a need or a guy that fit a need, addressed the need on the team, and then went out and got him. And he'd do that with 2, 3, 4 trades sometimes. And it was excellent. When they won the World Series in 2018, it was Steve Pierce over here. It was Nate Evaldi over there. And I wish Breslow would do that. I've been very Bres pro. This is annoying me. I'd get out and add now. But the good news for the Red Sox, and you could call it a wasted opportunity if you want. If they win that game, it would swing. Everybody around them lost last night. The Yankees lost. The Mariners lost. The Rays lost. They're still tied for the number two wild card. They're still a game and a half up on the Rays, who are out of the playoffs. They're only two games behind the Yankees for the number one wild card spot. So the American League is down. There's a reason to pounce. I'm frustrated they haven't yet. That doesn't mean they won't. But I would have bat. Again, moving towards the top of my list with an arm shortly behind it because, Keith, as you've illustrated a couple of different times, a starting pitcher bumps somebody else to the bullpen, and it double helps the team.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. And I don't know what the argument would be against it. Like, you don't want to go crazy, and I'm not suggesting you trade Roman Anthony or Marcelo Meyer or even Christian Campbell. I wouldn't be opposed to it. I wouldn't, like, say, oh, it's a deal breaker. You'd have to get something pretty incredible in return. But they have a lot of things to spend. I keep pointing out the fact that John Henry has to be happy that they saved money on Devers. So they need to buy. The fact that the American League is as wide open as it is has to be another reason for them to maybe approach it differently than they did the past few years. Because you could argue, hey, last year, you know, Terp stat of the week, same record after 100 games. But you looked at games behind, you were actually in the playoffs with the same record as opposed to the last couple of years where you were out of it. Also, when you're looking in the division, you had teams like the Orioles and Yankees who were like way ahead of you at that point. And so you were fighting with teams like the Mariners trying to scrap through there. And there was a lot of kind of traffic around you. I mean, like, there's a bunch of teams that could make the same case that they were 2.5 out. So they're all competing with each other. This year, it seems like it is wide open. I mean, the teams that are just outside the playoffs right now are the Rays, who the Red Sox have dominated, the Rangers, who are one game over 500, and the Guardians, who are probably about to sell and are one game below 500. So it's almost like the teams that aren't in the playoffs might end up punting. And who knows, what the Rays aren't going to bring in any salary or anything. The Rays might make a move here, but then they might also sell there. So it almost seems like it is kind of opened up right for you to add to your team and, you know, be as a much of a contender as possible.
That's what I think. And, you know, you talked about the rest of the American League. That's certainly a way to get into the playoffs. The reason I would trade for a bat, and I meant to say this earlier, you were starting to highlight the high-end starting pitching they're going against.
Yeah.
And Wheeler's an example of that last night. They part of the reason, Keith, that I think they're so inconsistent offensively, maybe it's a home-road thing. I would account for that because they played much better at Fenway than they have on the road this year. You're starting to see that trend bear out. I also think they probably, and again, this is anecdotal, I'd have to do more research on it, they probably tee off on bad pitching and are getting shut down by the better pitching like we saw with Wheeler and the Cubs this weekend. Yeah. And you're going to get better pitching in the postseason. So I bet you can get to the postseason without trading for a bat. That's a bet. I'm not saying it's a guarantee, but that's a bet I would make. You could probably make the postseason without a bat. Trading for that big right-handed bat at first and or DH, that would be more of a play to advance in the postseason and match up against elite pitching. Because it feels like, to me, the story of the beginning of this second half isn't that the Red Sox can't play with good teams. They just took four straight against Tampa. They've taken 5 out of 6 against the Yankees. Yeah. They split with Seattle earlier this year, who they're right tied with for a playoff spot. I'm not saying they beat up on every good team this year. Toronto's owned them. Detroit swept them.
But I
think they can beat good teams. The question is, can they beat good pitching? And that, to me, is a different question. That might be the lesson of these four games.
So I don't know. I also, you know, you face Zach Wheeler or you face the Cubs, that's the World Series.
Well,
so that's a great problem to have. I think even in the American League, though, if you look at, so as the Blue Jays lead the division, if you matched up against the Blue Jays in the playoffs, I don't think they have an overwhelming pitching right? Like, I don't think they've, like,
I think Barrios has kind of dominated them in a couple of starts this year.
The corpse of Max Scherzer, Kevin Gausman, who used to own the Red Sox, but he's not having, like, a dominant year. So I think you actually match up. And on top of that, I would say you face a stud pitcher on the other side. You face, you know, Max Fried or, I mean, hell, Brian Wu got him, really, with the Mariners. And that's even if the Mariners make it. Tarek Skubal is a good example. Say you face the Tigers.
That's
Tarek
Skubal. Yeah.
All right, you throw Crochet. And then at that, like, that's going to be a low-scoring game. Maybe you find a way to win in the bullpen. So I'm with you. Like, overall, they don't hit good pitching. It's also what makes good pitching good pitching. Like, who hits Zach Wheeler?
No,
who's hitting Skubal? So the fact that you have Crochet,
you have a better chance to hit him if you make a trade for
no doubt.
A bat.
Yeah, no doubt. You definitely have a better chance. But I'm just saying that's the advantage that the Tigers or the Phillies or the Cubs would carry into any series. And I just feel like if it lines up right, maybe Crochet wins that head-to-head matchup, and then you kind of take your chances with the rest of it. I'm obviously adding, but I'm just saying, like, I don't think you can't look at the team and say, they can't hit good pitching, like, they're porked. It's like, I think there's other ways to go about it.
On Barrios, just because I mentioned him, and I thought he'd pitch well against the Sox this year, he's not in the Skubal territory.
No.
Head-to-head against the Sox.
Yeah.
This year, I'm not looking up lifetime numbers, but this year he's 2-0 in 3 starts, 1.31 ERA. 3 earned in 20 and 2/3.
That's pretty nasty.
So that's a guy who's matched up well against them if you're talking specifically against that.
Mm-hmm.
617-779-7937. That's how you jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. You got Fitzy. You got Ball. You got Mego today in for Ted. So stay tuned for that. I will get you the clip du jour as well. And it's time for Grab Bag.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Charlie, it's time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Boston Red Sox in action tonight. Once again, a 6:45 first pitch, 5:45 pregame here on WEEI. Sox have stumbled a bit out of the gates, 1-3 in the second half. They will send Richard Fitz to the hill opposite Sanchez, Christopher Sanchez, who's been pretty good, 8-2 this year with a 2.5 ERA.
He was the guy that Phillies players were all pissy about getting left off the All-Star team when the Miz there from Milwaukee made it after 5 starts. They were bellyaching to this guy to make an All-Star team, and let's be honest, he was probably deserving of it more so than a guy who's made 5 starts. But yeah, that's another pitching matchup where the Red Sox feel upside down going into it.
His last 8 starts, not to throw a lot of numbers at you,
okay,
but Sanchez's last 8 starts: 6 innings, 1 run, 7 innings, 2, 7 innings, 2, 8-1, 6-1, 7-1, 7-1, 7 and a third, 1.
Over and a half.
Soldier's last 8 starts.
Over,
that's insane.
Over under 1.5 runs tonight. Off Sanchez.
Oh, under.
Under.
Yeah.
Feels like an under.
Work the count, guys. Work the count. Get to the bullpen.
Get him out of there. That's what they did against Wheeler last night. That didn't even work.
He's tough. Also a lefty, so I assume you're going to get the righty bonanza. You're going to get your Romies and your refs.
Your Romy. Yeah. Your ref.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of Trevor Story and Rafaela.
Vegas likes Philly tonight. They're -200 money line. Sox +165.
I don't like that. Buying opportunity?
Soccer's bet.
Soccer's bet.
I'd keep your money in your pocket.
All right, maybe Wednesday's
keep
the day
money
to bet
in
the
your
Red
pocket.
Sox. Okay.
Yeah. Although we'd have to look back to 1971 to see what a team's record is after they lost the game in extra innings on a catcher's interference.
Great point. What happened the next
day? They win that next one, then you know what? Maybe I'm feeling better about
Great
it.
Great point. I've not done the research on that, but maybe we'll get our best people.
Do
on
they
it.
Go into a funk or do they just take off?
Yeah.
Who's to say?
Maybe who knows?
They get real good.
Grab bag.
You were gone last week. We didn't have a chance to talk about this, but Barstool Sports and Fox have come together on a deal. And I don't know if we know all the details of all the shows and all the different content that they're going to get, but the main thing they were highlighting is the Big Noon Kickoff,
yeah,
which is sort of their counter to College Game Day. They're going to be a part of that. So like Portnoy, I think Big Cat and those guys are going to do a lot of college football stuff with them on Saturday. Your thoughts on that merger?
I mean, look, I already find myself tuning in here and there to the Big Noon Kick. I love Game Day.
Yeah.
You know, Corso... It's unfortunate.
He had a great run.
He did. I loved Corso for many, many years. Didn't exactly have his fastball the last few. This year his final year? I think he was done last year, correct?
That might be it.
So I've already found myself tuning into that show more. I'd imagine getting Prez and Big Cat over there are good. I like the Bear for all his betting stuff.
Yeah.
Bear used to be on Game Day. He's at Fox now.
Yeah, they poached him. They poached the Bear.
That was the first sign. They were winning
the war. It was curtains for them once they got the Bear.
I like his gambling stuff, though.
Yeah.
So I already find myself tuning in. To me, it feels like a bigger win for Fox than for Barstool. Like, I wonder what...
Yeah.
I really genuinely wonder what Barstool gets out of it. Obviously, they feel like it's a win for them. That's why they're doing it.
Right.
But I think it's a massive win for Fox Sports to get involved with Barstool, and I would imagine, just knowing those personalities over there, not personally, but just kind of following it, I think they're probably going to punch up at ESPN.
Probably, especially after they canceled the Van talk
and everything else. And so I don't know if they're going to be carrying, pardon my take, I don't know what the full programming there is, but I bet they're going to start sniping at ESPN, and if you want to compete, I think Fox could use some of that.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I agree.
Don't you worry, a pretty striped head, we're going to get you back to Tyson and your cozy tiger bed. And then we're going to find our best friend.
Grab bag.
And we're going to give him a best friend.
Also grab bag.
Trey Hendrickson not going to report to camp for Cincinnati. So looks like they got some issues. Who could have seen this coming?
Yeah. I know. I think we got a string of these coming up. But the owners ripping their players.
Oh, boy.
It was, who's the owner in Cincinnati? Is it Mike Brown?
I think it is.
Was ripping not Hendrickson as much, but more Shamar Stewart.
Yeah.
The only
first rounder still unsigned.
I think he's one of two players. The other is Judkins, who has issues with the law right now in Cleveland.
Yeah.
And then Shamar Stewart, they basically have changed the language in his contract versus any other rookie, any other pass rookie that the Bengals have signed. And so they're deciding to die on the hill. But yeah, he was ripping Shamar Stewart for not showing up.
Good stuff.
Nice.
You got to fight for your right to grab bag.
Eugenio Suarez of the Snakes has been killing it. He's like the number one trade target this deadline, which is a week from Thursday. He has 5 home runs in his last 3 games. We looked at it as it might relate to the Red Sox or any kind of possibility, pretty much just a third baseman. Now, you could always DH him, but you already have sort of like a log jam. They freed up their DH so they could move guys around. But you have interest in Suarez.
Yes.
How would that work?
But I would do the same thing I was saying with Devers. I'd have him taking grounders over at first.
Yeah.
And my guess is he'd do it, unlike the other bum. And by the way, this guy has twice as many home runs as Devers this year. He's probably not a better player, but he's having a way better season.
Yeah.
I think he'd be a great get at the deadline. And yeah, I would have him learn first.
Mm-hmm.
I think Matt on Twitter sent this in. He's like, if Schwarber can learn first, which is debatable how much he learned it.
Kinda.
But I would have Suarez immediately taking grounders over there and helping out at DH. That to me would be an ideal fit at the trade deadline.
I'm a genie in a
grab bag.
Baby, come on and let me out.
All right, it's time for one of our newest games. Is it a compliment? This was from the text line earlier today.
Is it a compliment?
Quote, really got to hand it to you guys, making a 20-hour show out of junk. Is it a compliment?
No.
So what is...
Hold on. Let's talk
through it. What is the junk? Is the junk our content or is the junk...
Hey, it's summertime. There's not as much going on.
It's out there.
Like, hey, I got to hand it to you.
I got to hand it to you. I'm loving these 20 hours because it's junk out there or...
I feel like if they're listening to the 20 hours...
It's a lot of junk you're filling up.
I don't know. There's no emphasis anywhere in there.
No.
None of it was like in all caps or anything.
Nick, you don't think it's a compliment?
No.
Okay. No, you might be right. I mean, your instincts.
I'm gonna say compliment.
Your instincts on this.
I think that's a compliment.
Could be correct.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. What do we got?
Every day a new surprise. In the bag like starry skies. Baseball rando, scared to play. Bringing mediocrity for the day. A man feels good to be a grab bag.
wait for it.
I would agree. Fun-filled cornucopia, the show.
Is that?
I think he says fun-filled cornucopia.
Of junk.
Of junk. 20 hours of junk. Change the Twitter bio.
I guess I didn't.
20 hours of junk. All week.
We dropped a cornucopia in there. Nice.
Jerry Jones had a great press conference yesterday where he was asked about, you know, how come they haven't signed Micah Parsons or CeeDee Lamb, or how come they didn't go about that the same way they went about other players?
Sure.
And he was like, I'm not sure we should have done that with those guys. Like buried the guys he has. He was asked about Parsons again, and he was saying, well, you know, just because you sign him doesn't mean you have him. He missed 6 games last year. A little bit of research would tell you he missed 4 games last year. Also in that answer, he said, well, we signed our quarterback to one of the highest quarterback deals ever, and he missed the whole season. So, like, catching strays, Dak Prescott, about his injuries.
Meanwhile, he had the line about, you know, you could get hit by a bus, seriously. Yeah. And on top of that, he looked like a dead person up there. Did you see him? He looked like an actual dead person.
I think that's HIPAA.
It did look a little bit Wax Museum-ish. Like, you ever seen House of Wax?
No, but I get the original with Vincent Price. Yeah.
The remake, Paris Hilton.
Oh, nice.
And Elijah Cuthbert.
Even nicer.
House of Wax?
Yeah.
Nick, how many Infinity Stones do you give in House of Wax remake?
Like 2.
Okay.
Maybe 1.5.
All right. Oh, easy.
What are they using the wax for?
Dead bodies. Oh, yeah, okay. Dead bodies. It's all dead bodies.
Okay. I wasn't sure what they were doing there.
They killed a lot of people.
Nice.
But yeah, no, that one was pretty good. Also, when Jerry Jones was up there, he got, like, Stephen Jones was sitting next to him and, like, tried to, like, jump in and, like, help him out a few times. But that's going to be a fun thing to watch, I think, from afar. Because he's kind of you make the case he's already lost his mind, but now all the losing is, like, piling up. I think Jerry Jones is going to have some all-time quotes this year.
No, I mean, we'll be consistent. I think every time Kraft gets in front of a microphone, you're like, boy, that guy sounds old.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones yesterday, my God.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Wandering from the nightly shore, tell me what thy lordly name is on the night's Plutonian shore. Quoth the raven,
Grab bag.
I think it's time for another edition of the Uniform Police.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Another one.
Did you ever think that maybe there's more to life than being really, really, really ridiculously good looking?
It's Jones and Keefe, Fashion Police.
All right, this time around, we're going to the New Orleans Saints. And if you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube, we can pop these bad boys up. The New Orleans Saints, they tweeted out their jerseys. Oh, no, there's a full look at it actually now. So they're going gold. So it's a gold jersey, and then the black numbers, they're going black helmet, black pants.
They look like Vanderbilt.
They look like the Vanderbilt Commodores a little bit.
That's a terrible, terrible uniform.
So I have just the Pro Shop has like a nice Taysom Hill, a nice Alvin Kamara, a nice Cameron Jordan. Just the jersey actually looks kind of nice.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be gold. It looks dirty.
That's a little dirty.
It looks dirty.
Well, like maybe they haven't cleaned the gold yet. But I think you're right. With the black pants and the black helmet, it actually doesn't look very good. I think they shouldn't go black helmet.
All right, great.
Either go with the white helmet, which they've done in the past, or go gold. Keep the gold helmet. Match the jersey.
18.
You're on 18?
Yeah, that stinks.
On a scale of 100, famously? Yeah.
I know. I normally am a favorable grader when it comes to these, as we've learned. What are you?
Yeah, 31.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not great.
You like them better than me.
I like them a little bit better than
you.
I like the jersey. I think the jersey's actually not bad.
Grab bag.
Wins. Flawless victory. Fatality.
All right, so yesterday on the show, I mentioned how I got attacked by Yellow Jackets, and they got the better of my forearm.
Oh, yeah.
They really came after me.
We were going to update this earlier, but Vrabel rudely interrupted.
Yeah, thanks you got an update, Mike.
Yeah.
So I got an email, actually, from a doctor who was listening to our show. This is legit. I'm not making this up.
Sick brag, bro.
True.
Honestly, listen to this.
Add to the list.
It's quite a brag. Yeah.
I've had a little bit of a correspondence with him. And I'm not going to say who it is because maybe he was, you know, I don't want to throw him out there, but he said he was listening. Okay. He was at his desk.
That's HIPAA.
Exactly. Thank you, Dak Prescott. It is HIPAA. So I'm not going to say who it is, but I do appreciate him reaching out. He said, make sure your bee sting isn't infected. If the redness is spreading, it could be a skin infection called cellulitis. Bee stings are notorious for this.
Notorious.
Definitely want to make sure it doesn't spread and it's not infected. So I feel like It's patch.
I'm going to tell you right now, it looks like it's spread from yesterday, but it looks...
But it's a lighter...
It's less red.
It's not as red, and it's not raised at all.
It's more of a pink. It's not raised, but I would say...
It is that, sort of invading the wrist territory.
I would say it's spread, Keith.
You think this is spread?
It's spread.
All right.
He didn't say anything about lighter colors.
I know. Yeah. It is awfully itchy, so we'll get to the bottom. I do appreciate him reaching out. I think I'm going to... I don't want this to get worse. We'll see what tomorrow brings.
Okay.
Take a Benadryl. You'll be fine.
I did spray it. I had like a Benadryl spray.
Just draw a marker around it right now when you get home and then see if the red's outside those lines. I don't know. Right. I'd imagine that works.
Grab bag.
Do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to give it to you anyway. He did have two base knocks yesterday.
So
Devers up to 219 for the Giants. However, it did not help San Francisco win the game. They've lost six straight, and they are falling lower and lower in the standings.
They're
getting crushed.
By my count, post-trade, the Giants are now 11-18, and they remain out of the playoffs.
They're way out, yeah.
That belongs in a
grab bag.
So do you.
Are the Red Sox in first place?
No,
they're not.
No.
They need to win.
Grab bag.
All right, let's take a look at who the best baseball performer was from last night. Was it Bryce Matthews? 2-for-4, 2 dongs.
Ooh.
5 RBI.
Oh.
Was it Salvador Perez? 2-for-5, 2 home run, 4 RBI. Was it Will Smith? 2-for-4, 2 solo shots. Was it Brandon Woodruff? 6 scoreless innings, 5 Ks. Or was it Kevin Gausman? 7 innings, 1 earned, 8 Ks. Or was it Paul Skeens?
Oh.
6 scoreless, 6 Ks.
They win?
Only 6 Ks.
They never win for him.
He is now 5-8.
There you go.
He got the win.
5-8.
They beat the Tigers, actually.
Put me down for Paul Skeens.
You're on Skeens.
Hey, blanked him yesterday, right. Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we're going with the former Philly, who also pitched for the Indians, Braves, Mets, Royals, Red Sox, Angels.
Okay.
Right-handed pitcher, also right-handed stick if need be, and it did need be early in his career because the NL did not have a designated hitter when he broke into the majors.
Okay.
With the New York Mets in 1995, he was a one-time All-Star with the Philadelphia Phillies in 1999, and his last pitch thrown, at least at a professional level, was 2009.
Okay, 95 to 2009, right-handed pitcher.
109 career wins, 4.41 career ERA.
Teams one more time?
He went, this is an order of years with the team. Philly, Cleveland, Atlanta, the Mets, Royals, Red Sox, Angels.
Yeah, so I was pretty sure I heard Red Sox.
You heard Red Sox?
What year were the Red Sox?
Red Sox at the end of his career, looks like 08-09.
08-09.
A total of 15 games, 14 starts with the Red Sox. He actually started more games, the most games with Cleveland, followed by Philly, where he was a one-time All-Star. Right-handed pitcher.
Oh, boy.
He, 2002, 228 in the third innings.
Oh, yeah.
They wouldn't even let you do that anymore.
He was throwing.
Was he on the Angels in 02?
He was on the Royals in 02. 0-1-0-2 with Kansas City.
Kevin Abia.
No.
Ooh.
I like that. That's a good pull.
That's a good guess, Kevin Abia.
Let's see.
I
can't see if the
I don't want the
text
Mac,
line does not have
I don't
it.
Want the Mac and Goop movie podcast to yell at me.
They're gonna come at
it all over you regardless.
I can feel. I can
former
feel,
Red
I can,
Sox
I
usually goes off the board quick.
Any nicknames?
We got a former Red Sox yesterday. We missed it. Days ago.
Good question, Bill. Any nicknames? Not according to Baseball Reference.
I was gonna say you don't have to tell us what they are, but
no.
Does the player have any? Is a good question.
No, he does not.
He's an All Star with the Phillies. Pitch for the
which
Red
I'm
Sox.
Actually shocked that he doesn't have a nickname. But he does not.
I don't even have a guess. 08-09. I think I was literally bragged.
Text line and Twitch line now has it.
Bragged.
What if I told you a bit of a funky windup?
Covering those teams. Funky windup.
A little funky delivery.
I don't know. I'm cheating and looking. Paul Bird?
He got it!
How does Paul Bird not have a nickname?
The Birdman.
Yeah, we could workshop it.
Easy.
It doesn't have to be Birdman, but maybe something like that.
What was wrong with Birdman?
Tweety. Tweety Bird.
That was Marlon Tweety Bird.
Marlon Tweety Bird.
Not Paul Bird.
Another guy who played with my cousin down in Atlanta.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was quite an all-star squad. It was like Marlon Bird, Nick Green, Corey Patterson, Michael Barrett, Brent Abernathy.
Good squad.
Yeah.
Good
hot,
squad.
Hot bed of baseball down
there. Yeah, no, text line is all over Paul Bird. Quite a few guesses.
Yeah, Paul Bird.
Now. There's a delay there. I feel like they're all getting that all at once.
I was surprised he was an all-star.
That shocks me.
Yeah.
He have a... Well, I'll keep it to myself.
Okay.
I thought he had some sort of incident.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but
should he not have been the player of the day?
No, I think he's one of many baseball players who had this a similar incident, if I'm not mistaken.
Like what happened to Mike Minor? Not that.
I thought he did. I gotta
what are you saying?
I got to refamiliarize myself with Paul Bird is what I got to do.
He wrote a book called Free Bird about his life.
Oh, that's a good nickname.
Oh, yeah.
Free Bird.
Detailing both his devout Christianity and past struggles with pornography.
Oh.
It's a multi-layered book.
He wrote about that.
Yeah, Freebird. It's about both how religious he was and how much he just loved porno.
Could have gone with Big Bird.
Could have. We don't know that to be true.
It's true.
But yeah.
It's like a Dave Canales situation.
So if you're looking...
Dave Canales wrote a book about like cheating on his wife. Which,
oh,
you know,
Canales.
Which, you know, his wife was like, if we're staying together.
Can we not write
you're
about put, this?
No, yeah. I bet it's the opposite. I bet she's like, you're putting it all out there.
So how about that? Paul Bird.
Okay.
Addicted to both his faith as well as hardcore pornography.
Well, among us isn't. Okay, well, that's the random ball player each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones.
Is that what you were thinking about?
No, definitely not.
No.
You can dial.
He was also
up
in the Mitchell Report.
That's what I was thinking. I thought there was steroids accusation. Well, good job by Brian. He's got the book up there.
Do you think he's well versed in bird law? Think he knows a lot about bird law.
I'm sorry, that's the Dave Canales book. Yeah, I bet he's well versed in bird law. Yeah,
the Free Bird. It's spelled BYRD.
I forgot
about Christianity.
How can I forget the title?
Adult films.
Hot pornog.
He's also a life coach. No, I'm sorry. His wife is a life coach.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, she made him write the book. I already know what's going on.
Yeah. She actually helps married athletes with the rigors of their unique marriages. That's what it says here.
Well, it sounds like she nailed it with her husband. We'll get to your phone calls coming up.
You better write this book.
617-779-7937. That's how you jump in line for WEEI Afternoon. Ya got Fitzy. Ya got Ball. Ya got Mego. Filling in for Ted today. And we got the clip du jour next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, time now for the clip du jour here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And on the eve of Patriots training camp, we were going around some of the position groups. In fact, we did our Tier Tuesday. You can check it out at Jones and Keefe, both on Twitter and Instagram. Nice graphic. We sort of tiered the position groups. And we started talking, obviously, in depth about the offensive line.
Offensive line.
All right, let's put all the offensive
line. Cannot play with them.
Okay.
Cannot win with them.
Don't even spend time.
Can't do it.
I'm with Nick. Don't even spend time.
I agree, but let me just point this out real quick. Some of these breakdowns that we looked at, all the different lists and power rankings, sometimes separate tackles from interior linemen.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
No, we're not doing that.
No, no, no.
But right now, it looks like a Will Campbell, Cole Strange, Garrett Bradbury, Mike Onwenu, Morgan Moses.
Onwenu. Friend of the show.
Love him.
Overweight.
What?
I don't know who the center.
Some are saying he's 400 pounds.
Or the left. Some are?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I hadn't seen that.
Yes.
Who is
Dunn's
tackle from Florida?
I wish.
Hostile
they got him.
On Onwenu, Hostile
Desmond
of the Week?
Desmond Watson?
On Onwenu, Hostile of the Week?
On Onwenu could very well be Hostile of the Week. Okay. Actually, put him up there on my list of guys to watch.
Yeah.
If he's really like humping out there at 400 pounds,
Right.
Sign me up.
If our water glasses start shaking. Like, that's a problem.
Like Jurassic Park? Onwenu took the field.
Oh, no!
So I'm excited about that.
Okay, me
just
too.
Just a huge dude just falling out of his uniform.
Yeah.
I want that.
But can't win with him.
No, it's bad.
Yeah, it's about as bad as it gets.
Well, Will Campbell might be a guard. Cole Strange might be a center. Garrett Bradbury might be a bum. Like, you just go down the list. It's a tough go. Well, something to keep our eyes on.
Right, so it's a positional
group. We got
the
binocs on tomorrow.
Too long didn't read that we don't believe in the O-line.
Yeah. Still, however... greater than last year's O-line.
Well, yeah, it's improved.
Okay.
It doesn't mean it's good.
Got to start somewhere.
That's true.
Chipping away at it.
So those are up now, the tiers at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. No crossover today, but it's brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can visit the 9. It's Monday through Wednesday for their newest big deal meal, the crispy fried twin catch with North Atlantic cod and crispy shrimp for just $14.99. You got to love the 9. Stay tuned. WEEI Afternoons. They got you covered until Red Sox pregame. 5:45 is when that starts today here on WEEI. We are back tomorrow with a Would You Rather Wednesday, Keefe, live from Patriots Woo! Training camp at Gillette Stadium. We'll be there for day one. Talk to you tomorrow at 10 on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.